Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, March the 2nd, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. The first segment is all about the disappearing cash. Hasn't happened in the United States yet, but it is happening most notably in Sweden, where 95% of all transactions are done by a credit card or by online. Australia has just proposed a law that provides a 25,000 fine and 2 years in jail for those who make cash transactions of $10,000 or more. That's just outrageous. You can't do what you want with your own money. Never lose sight of that, ladies and gentlemen. So I will talk about the implications of that during the show. And then I am going to talk about how America is abdicating its responsibility for making the disaster of Syria that we see today. I will talk about the issue of America in the world in some more detail. And then I'm going to talk about the so-called experts and gurus, which the financial media love to trot out every time the market goes down, even though they've got no reason to have suggested that it might go down in advance. But of course, they're right there with all the explanations after it's happened. Then comes the weekly bad news Boeing segment, and then a little more on air travel. Airlines may lose as much as $560 billion in revenue as a result of cancelled travel. And that's if things don't get worse. I'm not going to talk much about the coronavirus, just a quick comment in passing on that. Then I have quite a long piece on what's happening with your eyesight, which is, in a general sense, as time goes on, it's deteriorating earlier in life and more succinctly. This is happening even to children, and researchers and doctors are largely mystified over the mechanisms behind this nasty development. So we will have quite a close look at exactly what myopia is. And then we're going to talk about Trump and the deep state, which launched plot after plot, as we all know, to overturn the election, and still is doing that. How Trump said how much he loved WikiLeaks on the campaign and then went 180 degrees after he was elected and said he knew nothing about WikiLeaks, didn't want to hear about it. Then we will have some more to say about Assange and his current trial in London. It's an absolute outrage. He's facing 175 years in jail if Britain delivers him to the American authorities. And then a few crazy anecdotes to round off the show. And finally, some things you might like to know about flying. They won't be pleasant things, but things that you really should know because you are my listeners. At least I hope you will be my listeners. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And that I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So, as I said, feel free to choose any of the free shows, up to 3 of them. But if you don't have a choice, then I strongly recommend you taking the latest 3 shows, since I do talk a lot about current affairs, and the current affairs of today will be fresh in your mind, so you'll get a better chance to see how I deal with them. So let me finish quickly with my contact information, starting with my email address, which is actually on my Podbean page at the top. But if you want to write it down, it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, number one, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Twitter page is now mysteriously back up again. And so I shall put my information back as usual on both of them. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay? And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. And again, that's all one word, my 2 initials, RM plus Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. Lowercase, no punctuation. Okay. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin at the Wake Up Call, back again with more of the same on Friday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.